This is
For a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Sheikh Javed Akbari, the researcher on Islamic studies from Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. Well, I'm going to discuss with you an important topic, and that is consulting others or seeking other people's advice. How important is it to seek other people's advice in your life? And actually, what does it mean to consult other people or to seek other people's advice? Well, we are going to use the word consult and seeking advice interchangeably. So to consult means to go to someone such as a doctor or a lawyer or someone with an expert opinion for advice, okay? And it also means to look for information in something such as a book or a map or, let's say, a dictionary. You need to consult in your life, and of course, consultation is a serious thing. It's a very important decision that you make in your life. For example, when you consult other people, you try to capitalize on other people's advice and opinion as well. So the act of looking for information or consulting other people is highly recommended in Islam. If you give someone advice, you tell them what you think they should do in a particular situation. And if you ask someone to give his advice, you want them to give you his opinion to you in order for you to be able to decide for yourself what to do in a particular situation. So it is important to consult others, isn't it? Of course it is. But some bigoted people do not want to consult others before embarking on an action. They are self-interested, they are opinionated, and they are prejudiced. Let's have a break and we will be back.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand there crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Yes, we were talking about the importance of consulting others or seeking other people's advice in a particular situation. Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam says in a sentence, الاستشارة عين الهداية وقد خاطر من استغنى برأيه. Consultation is tantamount to guidance. الاستشارة عين الهداية. It amounts to guidance. And وقد خاطر من استغنى برأيه. He who is contented with his own opinion endangers himself. So this hadith actually suggests that when a person wants to do something, he should seek other people's advice. And it is important that before taking an action, one consult others, especially those who are, for example, older than you and those who have expert opinions. Now, our elders have more experience than we do, obviously, And so, especially if they are educated, they have specialized in some fields, so obviously their advice can be of more use and more instrumental in achieving our goals. So consulting others will help you choose the right path and make the right decision. Almighty Allah says in the Holy Quran to His Prophet, to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, and consult their advice in the matter, you know, seek their advice in the affair. And when you are decided and when your mind is firm, then trust Allah and consign your matters to Allah. So this ayat actually shows how important it is to consult others, especially experts and men of wisdom. The Holy Quran obviously repeatedly exhorts its readers to seek advice from men of knowledge. And of course, it informs about different facts and then gives the advice. If you want to know more about this or that, or if you doubt what is said, then you should ask those who have knowledge. Fas'alu ahla dhikr, okay? Now, this concept of fas'alu ahla dhikr also has something to do with seeking other people's advice, you know. I told you there are some people who are bigoted, there are some people who are self-interested, and there are people who actually feel that they should not degrade themselves by turning to other people, by going to other friends or experts and seek their advice and the decisions they want to make. That's why they feel it to somehow degrading to consult other people's advice, while the Holy Quran consistently and persistently advise believers and Muslims to seek others' advice. Welcome to your program for a better life. We are discussing the importance of consulting others. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. That is another verse in the Holy Quran which tells the Prophet that you need to seek other people's advice in the decisions that you are going to take. Important decisions were made by the Holy Prophet in his life during the 23 years of the prophetic mission. The Holy Prophet, on numerous accounts, sought the opinion of his companions and those who were with the Prophet, both in Medina as well as in Mecca. And of course, based on the Quranic verse which says, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. You need to consult other people. Okay, you should seek their opinion. When you are decided and when your mind is firm, then you have to leave the matter to Allah and go ahead. Okay, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. When you have reached a decision, then you have to consign your matters to God and go ahead. Okay, so we see that if we read the life of the Holy Prophet and understand his biography and go through his biography, we see that during the battles that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, fought with the enemies, with the pagans, and with the idolaters, the Holy Prophet consulted his companions. Sometimes he acted on the advice of his companions. Let me give you an example, a concrete example of Salman Farsi, for example. Salman Farsi was one of the close companions of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. He said that, okay, if you are to defend the city of Medina, we cannot go on rooftops and allow the enemy to come in and enter the city. We should dig a ditch, or what they call khandaq, okay, and prevent the enemy from coming into the city. And the Prophet agreed with this advice. And of course, he ordered his companions to dig the ditch. And of course, that battle which took place after the ditch, the khandaq, was dug up, it was called Battle of Khandaq. And it is one of the most important battle in which the Prophet took part. This is just one example. Now, we as followers of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and we as followers of the infallible Imams, we also need to understand that we should follow in their footsteps. we should seek other people's advice and do whatever is in our best interest after we are decided, after we have come to a conclusion. I think our time is over, and with this, I'm coming to the end of this episode. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.